Avraham Engelstein is our guest in hour number three of JM in the AM. Avraham Engelstein is an 11th grader. Oh, is there a better year in high school than 11th grade? Isn't junior year the best year of high school? I'm not even joking when I say that. I think my kids would agree, and I know I had my best and most amazing year during my junior year of high school. Avraham has been at Eretz Yisrael now for the entirety of its 2-year existence, and I welcome you to JM and the AM.
Thank you.
Am I right? Is the junior year an amazing year here at Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, it's been a we've only been here for a few weeks, but it's been amazing so far.
You're off to a good start, Baruch Hashem.
Yeah, great start.
What was last year like? I know obviously there was a little bit of the COVID thing hanging over stuff, but you did get to school every day, right? It was a generally
yeah, we had school every day, and coming in, I think everybody was really excited to come in, and it was great.
Is it hard to make a commitment as a 10th grader to go to a new school?
It was a little hard. There were some doubts and just wasn't sure what it would end up being, but I definitely made the right decision, and I think everyone would agree with that.
What is so great about this place that you made the right decision?
I think compared to some of the other schools that I've been in, they really care about you here and really honor your opinion when it comes to things instead of choosing things for you. So when you really, when you do what you want to do, you're inclined to grow, and it's more in yourself.
And even when you're an 11th grader, you could feel that.
Definitely.
You're progressing, you're growing,
yeah,
you're having
felt
a good
it last
experience.
Year.
Avraham Engelstein is with us, an 11th grader here at Eretz Yisrael in Tenafly, New Jersey. You know, it's funny. I spoke with your head of school and your principal, and one of the things that we discuss, obviously, as we speak to so many people in our community this morning, is the dream becoming a reality when 20 students become 70, right? Now there's over 70 colleagues that you have here at Eretz Yisrael. From your perspective, are you shocked that they got to 70 so quickly?
Not really, because last year we were already up to 40, and we've been doing so well, and everybody's been growing so much, and I wouldn't know why people wouldn't come.
So the school year started with around 20 last year and ended at 40, so you were meeting new people all the time.
Yeah, we had people coming in probably almost every week. There were kids visiting, and
that's good, or
yeah, it's great. I mean, we're always open to new kids.
Avraham Engelstein is with us, an 11th grader here at Eretz Yisrael. You know, it's funny, some of the things important to students, in addition to Judaic studies and the general studies, are the extracurricular activities. Tell me about some of the things that go on here that, you know, help you enjoy this high school experience.
Yeah, so we have Zusha coming in this year as our music teacher, which I think everybody loves. He's a great guy. And we have a basketball team. We're hopefully going to have a baseball team and maybe hockey.
Nice.
We're figuring all that out.
That's significant.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah.
You need to walk around town saying your school has a team, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So those are fun. And I think it's the extracurricular stuff, the things that go on at night, after school hours, the things that go on during the day that are outside the classroom, those are always important, right?
Yeah, we have some pickup games Thursday night with Rav Stern, one of our Abayim.
Is he a bowler?
Yeah, he's very good, actually.
So it's one thing if your Rebbeim know how to study Talmud, but it's another thing if they know how to play ball, right?
Yeah, I think we have the advantage in that one.
Very nice. And what are your now this is a year where you start thinking about your future plans, right? I assume you'll be here for 12th grade, please,
yeah.
God. And then you start thinking of your future, hopefully Israel in the future, right? Which I assume all the Talmudim here are thinking of that already. And what are you anticipating now? Just a great year in school?
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Going to have a great year and looking forward to next year, and we'll take it from there.
Avraham Engelstein, thank you for being here this morning and a pleasure meeting you. Where do you live, by the way? What city?
I'm from Muncie and now in Teaneck.
Nice. Very nice. Are there students from both places here?
Yeah, really everywhere.
Very cool. Thanks for joining us this morning. And a Gemar Chasima Tova to you.
To you too.